Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me play. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. We're boom.
Come to
It looks like this thread came and lit the fire here at the Now Network radio broadcast. Good evening, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And the most important thing that you better leave here with knowing is that you are God's greatest miracle. Wow, we are here again. It's back. Hot Topics. Women Speak Now presents Hot Topics with Dr. Julie and myself, Pastor E. So we want to welcome you Hot Topics here on the Now Network. See, Hot Topics is when the men and women ask questions not common or comfortable. See, the women have already began submitting questions, and men, we need to step up. You're doing a great job. So please submit a question. Get online. Dial one. Ask the question that you've always wanted to ask but never had the courage or thought it may offend or for any reason that you weren't able to share. This is the platform. See, our goal is to discover the whys, the why nots, and how do we heal relationships. See, we didn't know things about people. We need to know the when, the where's, the who's, the what's before we can ever heal. So join the discussion now. Every second Tuesday, which is Man Up presents the Hot Topics. And then the second Thursday every month when Women Speak Now presents Hot Topics. Oh, we're going to turn it over to our host tonight. I'm just a layman here tonight. I'm just the co-host. I'm just here to help and to provide the answers to some of the questions that may come. But we had such a great time on Tuesday. I think we're just going to flow and let it bounce. But without any further ado, don't act crazy. Don't go too abroad, but put your hands together for the woman of God tonight, Dr. Julie Hickson, who is our hostess for Hot Topics. How are you, woman of God?
Hi, how are you, Pastor E? I'm so glad to be here. Thank God. Amen. I'm excited about tonight concerning looking at what we did on Tuesday. It was so awesome what God did. I thank God for this opportunity.
Yes, we made it. Another day, another opportunity to share the love of God. Amen. Now, I want to say this,
amen.
And I want to turn it over to our hostess tonight. You guys know I talk, but I just wanted to say that we had such an enormous response to Tuesday night's broadcast. And believe it or not, I had more response from men than I did women. That's not taken away from you ladies because you guys did a great job. But for men to step up and to talk more to you guys, I hope you guys are on board tonight because the ladies I know are ready. Go ahead, Dr. Julie.
Well, tonight I'm going to come with Pastor Terry's question. She had a question about men in the church. Why isn't it more of them taking the responsibility?
Okay. So, why aren't the men in the church taking more responsibility in the church or in
not
the home or
more.
Just in life?
And church, well, this, let me read it to you like she said it, and we'll go from there. She says, women today are doing the cooking and cleaning, taking care of the children, and working and praying for the family. She said, when men need to cover their families, why aren't they in the church? She's asking that question. And she's asking, why don't men take the role of the head of the house more to heart?
Okay, amen. I think we talked about that in depth on Tuesday. First of all, men don't know how to get back in position.
She made it into a three.
Okay, hey, well, hold on. Like let's break it down. Let's put some slashes in there. Let me take care of that. don't make me put Pastor Terry online. Put a slash after that first one. Is it why aren't men stepping up more in the church and taking responsibility?
Okay.
Let's start there.
All right,
let's start there because I can answer that one out without even asking for it.
I'm trying to read it like she wrote it. Okay. She wants to know about that part. And she says she understands, and she's not saying all men are not doing their part, but she's saying for the ones that are not doing it, why won't they?
Good question. Let's start back. Why aren't they stepping up in the church? Well, they don't even go to church.
That's a good one.
Look, it's just a proven fact, and my brothers out there that are steady and consistent with this broadcast, this network, and with God, know that that's one of the biggest things that's always been a challenge for us is getting men in the church. A good thing that's happening around here, I would say, is that we're learning, trying to reach men to help them where they are and get them better in their situation than trying to say, come to church, come to church, come to church. Because a young man said to me, and, you know, his life has not been perfect, but he said to me, he said, man, I'm just not up to sitting in church no 2 hours. And I don't care how much I could try to convince him that it was only an hour. And you guys know we are an hour church. Can you just give me 1 hour? I think that's going to be the next name of our church we plant, just 1 hour. But and he said, I'm just not used to it, and I can't convince him that. But trying to reach him and where he's at and help him become a man will lead him to be the church. So we need more help. That's all I could say on there. If there's any other men out there that want to get in, and I see that I'm the only man on here right now. I'm booked. Look, I am stacked with women on this network tonight. I see y'all out there, and I know my brothers are going to show up here in a minute. I think Pastor Dwayne is doing his Bible study, and Prophet Dwayne is probably Thursdays is not a good night for him. But let's just go forward from there. That's the one thing is that we have to do better, as we shared on Tuesday, is that's why Man Up is so important to us and such a passion for us, and why we get so passionate about it is because we want to draw more men into knowing what their possibilities are.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You're doing a great job too, Pastor. Even with you reaching out, doing what you say you're doing to just get men in a whole line back up with the things that they need in their personal life, and then from that place working with them in the areas that you're working with them and getting the knowledge of God. That's awesome.
Well, God is good.
Okay,
God
is
good. So part two. Second part of that question was, then why aren't men being more assertive at home, as fathers, as husbands, as leaders? Well, I think we answered that on Tuesday, because
the cares and things that take place in the home.
If you can't get the man right, he can't be right. So we can't expect.
Okay.
We can't expect, you know, and here, let me, women, listen to me. I'm glad I'm the only one right now that I can say this out there, and I want you to hear my heart. Women, you guys have to be more protective of yourselves. And what I mean by that is that it's no problem being found. I know it knows if you're single out there, I want to say this. Yes, it gets lonely at times, and you sit there by yourself, but I tell you, the reward is greater than the illegitimate desire. And so be encouraged to hold on to who you are and wait for God to move for you, and don't move for yourselves. And I see
Amen.
This in counseling, ladies, is that ladies get anxious, and you guys are loving and caring and embracive, and you want to interact, you know, and that's great. And whether you believe it or not, men are like that too. Since I could be transparent here tonight, a lot of times, you know, we talk about how women are. If you really observe a man, we are not very much this alike. We are a lot alike.
Amen.
We have some
Amen.
Of the same
Amen.
Little
clinches
and. And they may call a monthly thing for women, but men go through a weekly thing.
Praise God.
If we're paying more attention to each other, I think we would notice that we're really not far off from each other, but those little tweaks need to be in-house, not trying to make someone else better.
Amen. I agree with you 100% there.
Amen. Amen.
And I guess, and something else, Pastor, you're making some good points. It's not so much having the man jump in and help with the house cleaning and doing all those things, but picking the man that God would have for you that would have the same desires as you and like what you like and want to come in and do those things. And you won't have to try to change him. He'd already be the way you needed him to be most of the time if you let God help you pick him.
Oh, see, now you trying to turn this into a counseling session tonight, and I got a lot. Well, because we rush into things and we don't even ask. You know, remember, do you remember when I said Tuesday? You do not have to live with somebody to get to know them if they're your soulmate. You don't have to have sex with someone to know who they are. You just got time with them. And I guarantee you, if you do the three question, I'm giving away some free advice. I normally charge this in my mentoring session and in my counseling session. We're going to throw some free stuff out tonight. Step three is, first of all, you got to ask questions. And I guarantee you, if you when you get to the third question, you'll know who if that person, male or female, is for you. And I don't mean gay. I mean man for woman and woman for man. Don't get it twisted. But if you ask the top three questions, what do you do in your spare time? You already know. See, now that drain means you really don't do nothing in your spare time. Well, okay, then what's your 7-year plan? I'm on a day plan. Okay, you know, now you know that question. Then you ask, well, can you get to know me without sex? You know then that that person is not for you. Those three questions, ladies, will say, I'm not going to hurt myself again.
Amen, Pastor. That's good.
We are getting hot up in here.
Amen. Okay, can we move on alone? Do you have anybody?
We're gonna bounce like do you guys watch? Do you watch the service on Sundays? That first song by Kirk Franklin says, "Can I get a bounce?" Now we're gonna bounce back over because last week we let you guys take up halftime. We're gonna take up halftime tonight also. One question that was brought out, and this came from Minister Michael Netherly. He said, when you haven't even done something wrong, why is it so hard for women to trust their man? Now, let me repeat that again. You've done nothing wrong. You haven't cheated. You haven't done, no proof for anything against that man. But you still don't trust him to go play basketball, to go to eat, to go do outreach, to go do that. Why is it so hard to trust? And this was in general to all women. I mean.
Okay. Is there some others you want to answer that or you want me to answer that? We have anybody online want to step in?
Well, no. Hey, well, you know what? Somebody put their hand up real quick. That must be Michael because he asked the question. He didn't want to be anonymous. So, look, let me see. Minister, area code 562, last 47584. You are live on Hot Topics. Good evening.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Okay, this is the person who asked the question. So let him, we're going to give him an opportunity. And ladies, y'all dial 1-2. We want to hear your voice. We don't just want to write it down and me and Dr. Julie put it out there. We want to hear the passion that comes from you. Uh-oh, Pastor Terry already dialed 1. Come on, everybody, dial 1. This is an interactive show. But here is Rock Bottom. He's teaching me how to beatbox, y'all. But Minister Michael Netherly from the Now Church, California. Go ahead, ask that question, my brother, in the passion that you came with.
Actually, the question I was asking is,
did I try to clean it up?
Why?
Did I try to clean it up?
A little bit, yeah, because the question
then
was...
Then I'm glad you got one.
Why do women always have a best friend, play brother, play cousin on the side just in case they man mess up or something all the time?
Ooh, that came out of nowhere, Dr. Julie. I haven't even screened that one. Look, he come raw and uncut. Why does a woman keep a side piece? Let's just be real. Can we keep it 100 here? I told you this.
It's a friend. It's always a friend, though. It either be like a best friend, or a god brother, or a play cousin, or a play brother, or something like that. But it's somebody they commit to for the rest of their life, no matter who they with.
Okay. And now, then I just want to say this before we go any further. You know, you setting us up, right? Look. Because the same question you give is the same question that's going to come back at you and say, y'all do the same thing. But anyway, why do people keep a side piece? Let's just keep it in general. Let's not point fingers. Let's just say, why do people keep a side piece? And what I mean by side piece, you're not having sex, you're not in a relationship, but you know if you dial that number, they're going to answer. And if they need you, they will come through. Dr. Julie.
Right.
Okay, well, you know, I go back and I remember my dad, he was not so into the Christian thing. He was not one of those. He would say things to us as kids when we were teenagers while he had a wife, a girlfriend, and a woman on the side of that one. And he would tell us stuff. I mean, he didn't give us good advice, but he would tell us he was doing that in case one acting up.
Oh, Jesus. Some of you guys see how we've been raised.
Right.
Yes.
When
he would tell us that, I would think no man was faithful because the way my dad would say that, you know, and I didn't think any man was faithful, but I found that's not facts. That was just my dad.
In your experience as Dr. Julie, because I know you mentor and this is an anonymous show, but in your interacting with people in counseling, because when he asked that question, that's something I've talked with people about. What is the reaction from, and let's not point me, but have you seen any action? Is there a comfort in it? Is there a, I don't know, is it the go-to thing? I don't know. Have you experienced that?
When you say she keeps a family member, a friend, or somebody always like on the side?
No, he said like an ex-boo. He said, why do women always keep somebody next to them that seems like, they're there just in case who they're with doesn't work. I call
it
a side
piece. Well, it seems like to me that the only thing I get when you say that is somebody who's not certain about being sincerely ready for the relationship that they're in, that they haven't come to the place or concluded that it's going somewhere.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Good answer. That's good.
Fear makes sense.
Yeah,
let me preach a little bit. The Bible says we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but the world operates in fear. So if someone is not in a relationship with God and then a relationship with you or her, they're always going to be operating in fear where it's about me. What about, if this happens or that happens, I have to be secure to know I got somewhere to lay my head or somebody to come pick me up and stuff like that. That still goes back to building relationships and communicating more and really listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right. Oh, yeah. Amen. You trying to start something tonight.
Amen.
Captain Terry, come on in the conversation. Hot topic is hot. I'm sweating. I'm going to get that track. I'm going to find just the track, not the music. Where Nelly said, it's getting hot in here. And we're going to play that in between because I'm all sweating on my neck right now. Come on, Pastor Terry.
Praise God. Good evening, family. Hot topic. Yes, indeed. But you know what? I want to clarify with Dr. Julie. Dr. Julie, is that another Pastor Terry that was asking those questions?
Yes, that's Pastor Terry Douglas.
Yes. Because
ooh,
I heard because
I was about to say, wait a minute, I know
Pastor,
that don't sound like Pastor Terry.
Pastor Terry in right now because he knows Dr. Julie. I'm gonna come in and ask my question. You know, glory be to God. And good evening, Minister Michael. Praise God for hot topics. You know, this is always good to know how men and women think. And you know, I do have a few questions here. But one I love what he said, keeping a so-called side piece, a cousin or somebody, that's because they're really not interested in that person to begin with. Because you wouldn't have to have somebody on the side. Your focus is not on them. Your focus is on that person. And that's just people waste time. And one thing you don't want to do is waste time. But I have a question, too. How long should couples be together before they become fiance, and then husband and wife. Because there's some couples here that still, and you know, when you're in your 50s and 60s, it looks kind of ridiculous when you said me and my boyfriend and I, and you 60 years old. So how long should couples be together? And how long should fiancés be a fiancé before marriage? Because I know
I get to go first. you know my middle name is N-O-W. No, I'm just playing. The most important thing is that it doesn't have to be boyfriend or fiance, I don't think, especially when you're at that a mature age. But I think it has to go through a process of really knowing each other. You can't just, you know, go to the movies, get excited, sit in the car, get aroused, and then say, okay, let's get married, because you will get divorced. But if you spend time asking the questions let me ask this. Does anybody out there on this line have the 7-question list for the person that you may have a relationship with? Because if you don't, you need to start now. Because that's the biggest problem, is that we don't ask enough questions. Because if you don't ask questions, you don't get answers. And when you don't get answers, you can't make conscious choices. So a lot of us go by the physical. Oh, she's bad. Oh, man, she's fine. Ooh. And together at the end of the night and did something. And the next morning, you find out that, you know, she has 5 boyfriends in prison. And come on, y'all. You know the stories that will come. You'd be like, wait a minute. If I just would have asked the questions, are you in a relationship with anybody in jail? How many kids do you have?
Yes.
Have you ever been to jail? Do you sell drugs? I mean, see, questions result in answers. And that's the thing we need to push, is that we ask more questions. Questions are going to lead us to know the answer. So now I can say, you know what? Come to my church, because I think the pastor has something to share with you that will help you grow your life. Not throw them away or throw a brick at them, but say, that's not for me, if you ask the right questions. But some of us would be like, can we go to my house? And when she say, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
And I think, Pastor, if I can inject, I think that too, moving too quick in the bedroom side of things, and it shouldn't be if you're a Christian, but, you know, we know a lot of people don't wait.
Yeah.
I think that complicates things, because the emotions go to another level. And I think that when you go to the, like you said, meet them and go straight over to the bedroom, that you haven't got all these questions, you don't even know them, the next morning you find all this stuff, I think that's a dangerous place emotionally.
It's the worst place.
That's true. You know what, too, family, that answers another question I had, too. And it was, why do women and men, when you get into a relationship, you want to change that person, conform that person to your life. You want them to wear their hair the way you like it. You want them to wear the clothes. Ask the question. You know, that's what you said. Don't rush into things. Some men want to conform you to the way they want you. Oh. And some women want to put you in a corner and be what they want you.
And it goes, remember I said in the beginning, if we really pay attention and we start asking these questions, I think our first segment is to hear ourselves. We became to really understand that we aren't that far off. We just got some physical things that separate us. When it comes down to the things we go through and how we process information, we all are about the same. It's how we react to it. Questions. I'm going to say this before we go to the next question. If you got a question, dial 1. The lines are ready. I see you guys are out there. I see you. Come on. When you dial 1, your hands start waving. So come on in. If you have a second question, get it ready. But we want to definitely encourage everyone to get involved. I'm having fun. I hope you are seeing the fun that we're having to be able to communicate together and get some resolve. I mean, the Bible says, can we reason together? This is what it's like.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
I'm muting.
All right, Pastor Terry, thank you so much. Minister Mike, did you have a second part of that question? Because I know you did ask about the, you know, I've done everything right, but what about, why don't you trust me?
Yeah, well, why are women never satisfied?
not satisfied.
It's just not satisfied, period, because sometimes, you know, it could be, you know, physically, mentally, but it's one of the two. Every time.
Well, you know. Somebody might say we might have to do better, but
yeah,
I think it still goes back to what we said, is that if you really and you learn each other and accept each other for who you are. See, a lot of people just accept people for what they have or what they can give or what they're doing instead of who they are. We talked about that, me and you, face to face, and I said, well, you know, the first 2 weeks is giddy and happy. And then when you say I'm in a relationship or let's start moving into really getting intimate with each other, things change. Mm-hmm. That's a question we asked of the night. It became because we didn't have the grounding or the foundation to build relationships like that.
Right. Well, another deal, myself, I'm in a relationship now, and this time with the relationship for the first time, I wanted to get in a relationship where I could love somebody and somebody love me the same way as it describes in chapter 13 of Hebrews. And it's been working.
Amen.
You know, I can honestly say that. You know what I'm saying? It's been working for a while. We fellowship together. We study together. We do everything together. But, you know, we love God first. And it's way different from any other relationship. I feel like, it's a divine connection.
Yeah.
You know? Amen. It's a divine connection. So, you know, yeah, I'm in the process of getting engaged and getting married and everything. I can honestly say that. That's not a problem. I say that with pride, you know. But the reason why, like I say, is because I actually took the time out to learn God first before I got into another relationship.
That's deep. Brothers out there, y'all better hear that. That should have been a man-up topic. Is let me fix me before I try to even look at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't second guess when you do that. I know. I'm living this example. I'm just saying, you know, it's not a second guess thing when you learn God first and learn the principles and everything that God have for us to live this life and everything. And, you know, and it got the structures and everything for relationships and everything else. I mean, if you take the time out and really get into it and study it and start living by it and then try it, you know, apply it. Yeah, it works. I'm a living example.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. We are living witnesses of that. Come on, we're going to push it to the next caller. Look, I don't know what we done did, Mike, but we got the whole board lit up. Evangelist Virginia,
oh, okay.
Valentine, it's hot topics. Come on in, young lady, and share with us. All right, you muted yourself, so, you know, do the thing. Hang up, call back, dial one. I'll bring you back in, but don't push any other buttons. Prophetess Lisa, you are live here. Area code 860, last 408002. You're live on Hot Topics.
Praise God.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
What's up, prophets? I said the wrong prophets. Prophets Lisa, no, prophets Lori. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, wonderful. And how are you?
Excellent.
How's everybody?
Excellent. Praise God.
Praise God. I just chimed in, and I think it's an excellent topic. One of the things that the gentleman just said is about. You know, getting, because I'm 61, and I know as we all get older, we don't have time for foolishness. We don't have time to, you know, we don't want to settle anymore. We're really looking for seriousness, and we really want, you know, marriage to work, and we really, really want to do it the way God says to do it, and it want, we want it to be the way that God wants it to be. And so,
amen.
We it takes wholeness. Everybody has to be whole. And even if one person is whole, we can help the next person be whole. Whether it's the man, he's whole, he can help her be whole, and she can help him to be whole. But you're both serious about the things of God, and you have that bona fide relationship with God. And you're really serious about, you know, marriage. You know, because I know in the past, I know I wasn't good at picking, and I settled, you know, because I was picking and wasn't letting God pick for me. So when you wait on God and you allow God to have his way and you're patient, then, you know, things will work out a whole lot better than they did in the past. I know that, you know. What'd you say?
I say, and if they don't work out, I am fine just the way I am.
Well, you better say so.
Can I get an amen across the board?
I ain't got time for foolishness.
Excuse me, young people. I'm just talking to the OGs. You know, we get complacent in this, and we've done so many things over our lives. I'm just glad to be forgiven for those things and don't want to slip up and mess it up again.
Amen.
So,
thank you.
Amen.
And
that's, I mean, that's
and like you said, when you get into that intimate part of it, you know, we've been there and done that. We can get that a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
That ain't what,
yes.
Especially women. We ain't looking for that, you know. And I know some men, they tired of that too. You know, we can get that anywhere. We want love, true love.
No, I mean, believe it or not, since you brought that up, there's a lot of men just saying, I'm done, bro. I'm done. I'm good. call me Paul from now on. I was like,
no, but you know what I'm hearing a lot of, Pastor E? I'm hearing a lot of people say, well, I don't never want to get married. But they want
that's
to
what
text.
I'm saying. Like Paul,
so
they said, I'm just going to be Paul.
Relationship with God.
They said, I'm just going to be Paul. I'm just going to listen to God and speak his word. And that works for some people. You know, if that is the final conclusion, especially in these last days from a lot of us, most of us have done so much that you don't have to do no more. I'm going to leave that for another show. But that is dynamic. And yes, will you be made whole with Prophetess Lori is from the Now Network. She is on hiatus and resting right now, but we will be bringing her back on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be back.
We got to make a better time. We got to make a better time for her. She's on the East Coast and doing a 6 o'clock broadcast is just kind of unheard of. She does so much during the daytime that we have to do some shifting and get her in during the day. I'm going to make a sacrifice. We look forward to her. And her input at all times. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You got something else?
Oh, no. I'm just happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Amen. All the hands that are risen. Now, I know there's about three of you out there that haven't said anything. And you'll say later, I dialed one. No, you didn't. Your hand would have been raised up in here. I see you on the board. Dial one. Come on, get your question in. And even though I just put you under the bus, still dial one. Just say you just called. Dr. Julie, this is awesome. As we continue to transition here in with hot topics and opening up the communication barrier between men and women, we need it more. And I'm just proud to be a part of this tonight. What would you say to our listeners tonight? Just your quick recap on what is done. And, you know, you can give us a look. Now, I'm finna put her not on the spot. I'm finna put you guys on the spot because I'm going to ask the woman to pour into us for about 5 to 10 minutes just with a word that has been encouraging her heart tonight over what we talked about here on Women Speak Now, presenting hot topics. Come on, woman of God. Bless us.
Amen. Well, I've been blessed to hear the men's side of it tonight about the church side of things where men are not in the church, but to have, like you say, you're doing, mentoring men, getting them prepared for life in general in order to be able to bring them into the knowledge of Christ. I think that's excellent. I also enjoyed all the questions that we had last Tuesday. Well, the men answered all the questions that we had concerning trust. We kind of like touched it again tonight. That blessed me. And I'm sure it blessed many more people out there as well, Pastor. I know we had said Thursday we would talk about this question that this pastor had asked about men stepping outside of the marriage. And I know that's a hot topic in itself when you start talking about the sexual things. And I know we want to kind of keep it, you know, where we are talking about life in general. But this is a question for a lot of people who thinking about marriage, the fear, you know, the fear of being married if you ever had been in a bad relationship. How
right.
do you get past those fears, you know what I'm saying, to try
mm-hmm.
again? And also the difficulties of a lot of men, like, you know, the conversation we had just a minute ago where people want to change people when they get married instead of finding out about the person before they get married. I thought that was excellent. Because so many times that's what we do. We want to re-raise people instead of accepting people where they are. And that's not good. Amen?
That's not. It's not.
And so, it's not good. And so I thought that was a great topic that, you know, to talk on that we had tonight. Also, the three questions that you gave us that need to be asked before getting in a relationship, I thought that was excellent because we don't talk enough. Before we get into relationships, we kind of like expect it to change after we say I do when we never really got to know what the other one had in their hearts or thought, you know, concerning a relationship. So I thought that was excellent.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I just love what the minister said a minute ago when he talked about putting God first. I thought that was just excellent, you know, because so many times we want to have a relationship without God, and then we want to inject God once we get the person. But I think that's backwards because if God be the glue to it, then he can kind of help navigate through it, you know, if we put him in it, have that covenant relationship with God, and then, you know, he teaches us how to love one another. And I thought that was an excellent answer that he gave. And then when the woman of God came on a minute ago and was talking about being a certain age, nobody has time for foolishness. That was excellent, you know. And truly, we don't have time for foolishness when you got more years behind you than you have in front of you. Who has time for foolishness? Amen. So
that's right.
That
Amen.
Was excellent. Amen. And so we had time to be young, and as you know, it's time to, like the Bible says, when I was young, I acted like a child. Now that I'm older, I should act more mature, you know. And so we need to take the experience of the youthful things that we have experienced and bring it into a place to where we're mature now, we know what we want, and we shouldn't be settling for something we don't want just to have somebody in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. I tell you, this is so good. I mean, this is the best time that I ever enjoy on this network is when we can all reason together. It's not about being a man or being a woman. It's about being a child of God. That I know
yes.
that one person out there says, I don't believe in Jesus. I listened to this because I thought it was about relationship. Jesus is relationship. If you know and want to know,
Amen.
Don't be afraid. If you felt some anointing, and anointing is when you feel that warmth, when you feel that covering come over, that when anointing comes, see, anointing, most people think anointing is to be able to sing well or to preach well. No, that's a gift. The anointing is when God has poured into you and you know he's there. And most people get afraid. Don't fear God. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but a power and sound mind. I want to encourage everybody out there that you can do it. I was told this over 25 years. And I was in the worst of my life. I was at the lowest of lows. I was discarded. I was thrown away, and I was doing, and not by other people. I had thrown myself away. But I was told I could do it. And then the side piece was, when you do it. And I looked and I said,
You mean I got to work? Yes. It began with being able to put your own hand to the plow. That began with me turning the key in the ignition. That began with me putting my foot on the brake. And I want to encourage you out there today, if you're listening to us, this isn't about us pointing or saying how good we are, because I'm giving advice of just from bad mistakes I've made that I know what the right thing to do is now, and it's only through Jesus Christ. That's all I can give you tonight. Jesus is the answer. That's all I could summate tonight, is that Jesus is the way. I can't even interject, because Jesus is the interjection, and all you have to do is put yourself up and say, you know what, I want more, and I'm not looking for pleasure. I'm not looking for desire. I'm not looking for want. I'm looking for you. And you'll see such a difference in your life. And I'm only telling you this because I'm sitting here in the glory of God, because it goes to him. You'll get just the last, you know, in the Bible it says, can it just touch the hem of his garment? That is the trail of his glory. And if I can just get that much, it's okay. And when you realize that if you can get that much, it's okay, your life will never be the same. If you are in a bad relationship, don't quit. Join. If you are in a abusive situation, get out. But don't be angry. Call out to the Lord to rescue you. And then reach out to one of us that have said, we're here for you, that we can lead you to another direction. That you now can heal the person that hurt you and abused you. And you may be lost today. You may be without today. You may be in question. I'll say to you in closing, Jesus is the answer. So it summates to that. Because I asked all those questions. I was you. I was her. I was him. I was them. I sat in all those seats and all those chairs. And the final, when it became final, it was that Jesus is the answer. Follow God. And he going to do this thing. Hot Topics is going down. It's going down. Dr. Julie, you continue to bless me. I'm glad you accepted this assignment, because you are seasoned for this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Pray us out of here.
For having me. I truly thank you.
So no, Father, we ain't God, having you. You are part. Wait, hold on. Not having you. You are a part. You got a key to the door. Come on in and let God activate that anointing in you. See, I know you. You only on third. You still at decimal three. I need decimal 10. I'm going to leave it at that. Pray us out of here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of your son, we thank you so much for this time that we have had to learn about, Father God, what it is to be whole and have relationship. We thank you, Father God, for teaching us how to love one another. And, Father God, giving us the anointing to, Father God, break off things from the past in our life that would hinder us from the love that you want for us to have. We thank you, Father God, for showing us what it is to be unselfish, what it is to be patient, what it is to show, Father God, love and not be self-centered. We thank you, Father God, for teaching us, Father God, how to love one another. And for all of those who have not learned love, Father, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to be a demonstration by the life that we live. And we thank you, Father God, for every person that came on tonight to share their hearts on this broadcast, Father. And I pray, Father, you will continue to take us further and further in the depths of understanding what it is to be male and female loving you and, Father, demonstrating love toward one another. We thank you for this in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries.
With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.